we'd get him off his feet so he didn't, so we wouldn't have any issue with that going forward. So that's why he wasn't here for practice.
Did he practice tomorrow?
I hope so. We'll see.
What's the update on Boley?
Day to day, but he didn't go today. Same with Bradshaw before that one gets asked. Same thing.
Is that a new thing for Beattie, or is he at...
From time to time, he's had a little trouble.
Jamie Reed got a little, emotional yesterday when we told him that you said that his team was better right now than it was in week three. When you're in the middle of the season, can you have sympathy for what one of a colleague is going through?
That wasn't sympathy. That was fact. There was no sympathy intended there. It was fact. That's what I think.
He said about you, though, that you're a good man and he considers you a friend. Do you kind of look from afar what he's going through and, I don't, as I said, feel anything for him? Or
at this, during the season, you're so engrossed with what you're doing that you really don't have a whole lot of idea what's going on elsewhere, and not really time to think about those kind of things. You've got to stay to the grindstone and keep working. But he is a friend. And I do admire and respect what he's accomplished down there.
Tom, how's Jernigan looked in his couple days back here?
Not bad. Yeah, he's flying around.
You gave him a shot a couple of weeks ago on a kickoff return.
Mm-hmm.
He got hurt. Was that a situation where you were thinking that, you know, he's ready for this now and hopefully maybe he can be again?
That's what we were thinking. That's why he went in there.
And this little blip didn't hurt that thinking, I would imagine?
No, it didn't.
Justin still working his way back in?
Justin. Well, I don't know that he's working his way back in, but, we certainly see that, he's not to where he wants to be, and hopefully that's coming.
Do you think is his back affecting at all?
I don't think so. I think he's beyond that one.
We've asked you a lot about Prince and where he might fit in with you guys. I'm not sure. I don't think he's had a full or been listed as a full practice yet. Is his foot still a big issue for him, or is it more than...
Not really. It's not. We've been told that he's cleared to go, and however fast we want to move him along, we move him along.
So the limited is more just limited in terms of how much you're willing to do?
Well, limited means that he does everything. We just keep him limited.
He said last week that you said to him that you notice him limping at times on the field.
That's my way.
That's your way? You're
welcome. Prince, I saw you. You were limping. Yeah.
That's not nice. Is he limping?
That's something I've never been accused of. Thank you very much.
Divisional game, home game, Sunday night.
Nothing bigger. Nothing more important. Nothing more exciting.
Is Prince limping?
No,
he's not.
How's Stacey Andrews been for you this year?
And when he's been available, he's performed in that big tight end role, and he's done a good job with that.
When you look at him, do you see his brother at all? Do you see similarities?
I think you can tell they're the same family. I give a lot of credit to his mom for feeding those two guys.
How'd this week of practice go for you? How are you preparing in your mind?
Well, they're working hard, and they're focused, and they're flying around. So, it's a week of concentrating on the little things, the details, and we still got a little work to do in that area.
Tom, is it possible you could use Urs Lick a little bit if Boley can't play? On defensive snaps?
It's possible. He's going to be... God willing, he'll be dressed, yeah.
What have you seen from him, even though he hasn't done much other than special teams?
He's physical. He's smart. He has played that role on special teams all year.
Is Ramses Barden starting to look more comfortable now that he's had a few weeks to practice with the offense?
I think he has, yeah.
In what ways have you seen that?
His routes. He looked quicker to me today. Any more general things I can throw at you guys?
When do you start paying attention to the division race?
Oh, I'm always paying attention. No, I always pay attention to the division race. That's the one thing that we make sure every Friday that our team is aware of the division, where everybody's playing in the division, what the repercussions are, you know. So, yeah, we're always into the divisional aspect of it.
Tom, according to your official Twitter account, Prince was full today, that you didn't keep him limited. When you said
Pat got me again.
When you said that, you know, you've given the clearance that he was good to go, last week you said you weren't sure if he was. So has it come, you know, in the last recently?
Yeah. We didn't. You know, he's been limited up until this week in terms of how many reps he's taken as well. This week we haven't been concerned with how many reps he takes. This is the first time that's happened.
So now how confident are you he can assimilate himself to the defense? Finally, no more injury questions about him.
Well, yeah, he's got to prove that part. But it seems like he's not ever had a problem with that kind of thing.
I mean, at some point with a rookie, he has to play, right? You know, there's no resume for him. You just have to put him out there. I mean, he's a first.
Got to start building one. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, it's probably never a perfect time for anybody. You just have to put him out there.
Yeah, you're right.
How close are you getting to doing that?
Well, this is the middle of the third week, so we're getting pretty close.
Anything else?
Thank you.
Thank you.